Hi, this is Anna, and this is Check It at the Round Table, where we discuss movies, books, music, and stuff. Today we're discussing the Japanese BL drama series Cherry Magic, Episode 2. This episode continues on where Episode 1 left off. These are very short episodes. These are like 23-minute episodes, which Anna has a problem with short episodes. It's like, why not just make a long movie out of them? I'm sorry. It just gets to me. But anyway, this episode basically opens with Adachi getting settled in for the night at Kasawa's house, and how neither one of them really sleep at all because they're both super stressed with the other ones there. Kasawa's just so excited that Adachi is at his house in his living room sleeping on a futon, and Adachi's totally freaked out, going, "Am I okay in Kasawa's house sleeping on the futon?" Adachi then wakes up the next morning to find that Kasawa has literally made like three or four dishes that are traditional Japanese food so that Kasawa has a really good breakfast. And as he's having breakfast with Adachi, Adachi realizes that he had actually researched what Kasawa would like to eat because he wanted to be ready should he ever be able to have Kasawa eat with him, or have Adachi eat with him. I'm sorry. And so that's kind of where this episode begins. Adachi then goes and sees his friend Zugi. And Zugi is a romance book writer. And he assumes that because he has written all these romances, he should be able to tell him how to handle, sorry, this new relationship issue that has arisen at work and with the being able to read minds and how do you deal with it. And Zuki basically looks at him and goes, "Are you okay? Do you need to go see a therapist? Because I can get you into a really good counselor since you think you can hear people's minds." The thing that I think is kind of funny about this whole thing is as the story progresses, because I did see some clips on this, Zugi can also read minds because he's never been in a relationship with anyone either. So he's basically fibbing about this whole deal. And basically, Sugi looks at him and he goes, "You know, the question isn't whether or not your coworker likes you or not." He said, "That really isn't the question." He said, "The question is rather whether you like your coworker. And you know, maybe it's best to just avoid the pitfalls of romance and go get a cat." And then he starts showing him his cat pictures on his cell phone. And you know, I do get Sugi's point because I'm going, you know, there are many things that are fraught with difficulty with relationships. And you know, it would be easier, albeit though probably not the best of choices, to go get the cat. So anyway, Adachi is sitting there going, okay. And then he reaches over to grab the cell phone to look at the cat pictures, and then he realizes what's going on in Zugi's head, and that Zugi's never been in a relationship with anyone, and he's sitting there going, "You have got to be kidding me, that we both can read minds, and we're both, you know, Zugi's trying to give me advice, and basically Zugi doesn't have a clue either." And so he's trying to deal with that issue. As the story progresses, he's working at the office. His boss keeps giving him a lot more work and basically putting him down every chance he can get. When he finds out that Kasawa helped Adachi with the paper that he completed, he said, "Oh, that's why it was so good. I knew it couldn't be your work." And then he basically pulls Kasawa over from his department to basically lambast Adachi and say, "You know, Adachi needs to thank you because he wouldn't have gotten this paper right if you hadn't have finished it for him." And Kasawa looks at him, and I really do think this really shows the heart of Kasawa because he basically looks at the boss and he says, "No, I helped very little. And what you need to do, if you're really going to be sitting there and going, what people need to do, is to thank Adachi for completing your work, basically." And then at the end of the day, Adachi has then been given another batch of stuff to do for this guy since he doesn't really do much work. And he's there late at night putting some things away. And he's still fighting in his head what to do about the Kasawa liking him factor. And he's totally stressed out. He's like, "What's going to be Kasawa's motive? Why does he like me? What's going on here?" And Kasawa is waiting at his desk after hours with this big pamphlet of paperwork and basically tables, etc., for the job that Adachi's getting ready to do. And he says, "I've already done this work from my time in my sales department. So you can take this for as you make your next paper because it's going to save you time. And the Dosh is basically sitting there going, he's taking time out to give me his work, which he does not need to do. And then he, by accident, drops the entire file folder. As he drops the file folder, Kasara helps him pick it up. And as he's picking it up, Kasara's like, he's saying in his head, he's not saying it out loud, that he basically is just glad that he can be in Adachi's presence and that that's really all he expects out of this relationship. He's like, I know Adachi's not ever probably going to like me in any other respect, but I'm glad that I can help him. I'm glad that I can maybe make him smile on occasion, and I'm glad that he can use my paperwork to help make his life a little bit easier. And at that moment, Adachi kind of has a turnaround in his decisions on this deal, because up until this point he's kind of been avoiding it, running around, trying to, skirt around this issue. And he basically has a moment and he's going, this is the person I was worried about, and this is their true motivation. And he sits there and basically goes, I have nothing to worry about with this person. And so he then runs out and goes, I was stupid. I'm being selfish because I'm scared of what could happen. And not really thinking about what is best for Kasara as well as myself. And then he runs out to the elevator and asks Kasara if he'd like to go get dinner somewhere. And that's where this episode closes. I really did like this episode because I don't know if it's just a J-drama thing, but the characters in J-drama seem to be intensely insular and have a very hard time expressing their feelings, even more than other Asian dramas. I mean, it is something that, they are more reserved in their character for most Asian dramas over Western drama, which is one of the reasons I really like Asian drama, because I'm HFA. I've pretty much always been insular, except I developed HFA when I was in early high school. And so because of that, I wasn't always this insular. So anyway, that's a long story and it's not for this podcast, but some people do develop HFA later on. I was one of those people. Before that, I was not very insular at all. And then after I got hit with the HFA, that kind of changed everything. But one of the reasons I do like Asian drama is because you are dealing with people who are somewhat insular, who have a little bit of trouble expressing their feelings. And I relate to that a lot better than like Western drama. And they're basically not any trouble expressing their feelings usually. And this episode, the fact that, you got to see the real motivation behind Kasara and what he really expected out of the relationship, and you're going, at that point, Adachi's like, I'm not going to be worried about this person because this person doesn't have bad motivations. They might have terrible ineptness. They might be, a little zany, but they're not trying to take advantage of me. And that is, I think, why their relationship's going to develop and they will probably be a couple. I actually have watched the end of the show, so yeah, big spoiler alert, they do be a couple and they basically get married at the end of the show, etc., spend their life together. But there you go. And so, I'm sorry, I love spoilers, so I just had to put that one in there. And with that, Anna out on my review of Cherry Magic Episode 2. Check it at the round table. Bye!